from a marketing, it's not a lead anymore. It's a hook. So if you can get them hooked, it says, okay, that's the service that's going to enable me to make an informed decision. Start simple versus trying to look at the big full gamut. And then as the uniqueness of whatever the customer experience is for that industry, then start adding on the Legos, which, you know, I've talked about, to get that in a speed to market.
Welcome to What If So What, the podcast where we explore what's possible with digital and discover how to make it real in your business. I'm your host, Jim Hertzfeld, and we get shit done by asking digital leaders the right questions. What if, so what, and most importantly, now what? So I'm really excited to be here today. We're live. We're in person for the first time and with James Hannetz of Cardinal Health. Thank you so much for joining us here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Cardinal Health, especially for the folks who may not know what Cardinal Health is.
I am the chief architect for Cardinal Health, covering primarily the customer engagement and corporate solutions. Cardinal is very much in the full spectrum of healthcare. And so there's a lot more to it than just what one or two people can do. So I've got four or five other peers that work in architecture as well for their chief areas. In short, Cardinal is pharmaceutical distribution. It's medical product distribution. And there's a bunch of other services that are offered depending on their part of health. I've been with Cardinal for, I'll be coming up to my ninth year. The focus prior to that was in retail, and that was why I was brought into Cardinal to sort of bring that retail and that customer engagement thinking versus the inside out being a distribution company.
Well, that's the part that really is interesting to me about, you know, your role here so at Cardinal. But you know, you mentioned a lot of years in retail. So how did that prepare you for what you're doing today in Cardinal?
I think at Cardinal, as health is sort of changing from more hospital, more at the doctor, it's becoming more to the person, to the patient, to the caregiver. And so the experiences that you're looking at in terms of your buying power, your knowledge, how am I getting informed? What can I do for self-service? That's becoming a lot what Cardinal wants to be as they try to get to the full spectrum of what their customers would be looking for. And so instead of being distribution, how can we empower all of the different personas of healthcare?
I think we were talking earlier today and you said something like, I think the number was something like 600 permutations of business, of buyer type, of channel. I mean, it gets a little complicated.
It's definitely not dull. And what's nice is each one of those has a different experience. So it's not cookie cutter either way through any one of those personas.
The thing I've always thought was funny about healthcare, we hear about personalization all the time. I mean, it doesn't get more personal than healthcare. So to your point about you're reaching the patient, the caregiver, the provider, the pharmacist, right? A lot of folks involved in our well-being.
Yeah.
So what's really fascinating to me in this story at Cardinal, this acknowledgement that we have to be customer focused. We work with a lot of, I would say, traditional companies, and you guys have been around for a while, but like the bulk of your business is warehouses and distribution, just trucks, you know, I mean, that's how the business happens. Getting it to where it's the medicine, where it's needed. So that's very traditional, I think. You know, it's a lot of traditional companies, brick and mortar, manufacturing companies that are making and selling and moving things. I'm just going to go off on a tangent here. Lloyd Dobler from Say Anything, one of my favorite movies, said, I don't want to buy anything processed or sold, sell anything processed or bought, or buy anything processed or sold. Anyway, we can cut that out later. But a lot of traditional companies out there who have hired retail experts like yourself to unlock this mystery capability. What do you think those customers are really, or those organizations are really looking for from this retail perspective? Like when you really break it down, what do they think they're looking for?
Well, I think the first thing would be really understanding the trends, what the customer's looking for. In a retail, you're constantly looking at that on a seasonal basis. Every 6 months, or not even within every 6 months, it's seasonal. What am I doing for back to school? What am I doing for holiday? What am I doing for spring break or even holidays in terms of Easter dresses, since we just had it this past weekend? The speed is what people are looking for. The empowerment then to the customer to get that info, because if you miss the season, as in retail, it really has a huge impact. So how can you apply that? And then sort of the buying habits. Most people are used to doing Christmas shopping on major retailers. They want that exact same experience with whether it's CPG or even with health. You're an acute buyer has the same habits, the same expectations, the same empowerment that they would expect if they were doing their own holiday shopping.
Yeah. Yeah. At the individual basis.
At the individual basis, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's interesting. They have their preferences. They have their own pressures. There's the clock is ticking. And like you said, that's interesting. You know, Easter break, spring break, I don't know, Cinco de Mayo. I mean, you know, back to school. And if you're not available for these buyers, then they'll find someone who is, and they may not come back.
And that's the big thing too, is even as I think you see the disruption in retail, there's so many digital fronts. I'm not saying that the stores have gone down, but the purpose of the store is less critical versus the people being able to empower it on the website before they actually get to the store, if there is one within their vicinity.
I think Walmart once called stores like forward deployed fulfillment centers.
Yeah.
Right. Which was, yeah. I don't know if you've heard that term. I may have gotten that wrong, but I thought that was,
yeah.
Rethinking what is the purpose of a store? What's the purpose of the point of sale system? Is it to take your cash? Is it to run the inventory in the store, right? I mean, these are different ways of looking at things that you get. And I think you're bringing that in to Cardinal.
Yeah, the mini DCs with the Walmart stuff. But at the same time, we don't live in the 17 distribution centers. It's getting into the house. They expect it the same day. And what Cardinal offers in terms of fulfilling our acute customers or the hospitals and, you know, our pharmacies is the exact same expectations of what they're looking for their home.
That's great. And you guys have fully embraced, and I've seen that, which is really cool. What are some of those challenges that you're facing as a, you know, traditional business and highly regulated, very B2B focused? But what are some of the hurdles you think you guys are getting over to make that happen?
Well, I think some of the habits from a customer experience would fall into what I can track. And so to be able to say, I understand what you're looking for, that's a no-no. Whether you've got a health issue, I can't track that. I would love to be able to promote and say, hey, you're an Ohio State fan, I'm going to send you some red sweaters. Or you're a Michigan guy, I'm going to send you and get you some blue sweaters. With a health condition, you can't start looking into that. And then when you start looking at the tech stack in terms of the number of people that actually look at that, whether we're looking at out services of your doctor validation, your insurance validation, how much do you store the records? Because it's all health, so you've got to store it, but you can't store and look at it. Versus in a retail, you're going, hey, it's seasonal. How do we do from Easter, from this year to Easter to last year? Or did Easter dresses look good? Or do we need to change the color? Also, we still have some of those attributes as well, but the ability to not track the specifics of the person. And somebody saying, okay, well, that's patient. We'll look at it at an acute hospital. If you were to look at who's in the hospital that could be buying, it could be the pharmacist. It could be a surgeon. It could be just the physician itself. It could be just the medical products person that needs to refill surgical gowns, latex gloves, stuff like that. There are so many people. So when you look at your local hospital, who's the person on the other side of the screen? Can you actually get that to the personalized experience that they're looking for when you're not able to track within the four walls of the hospital?
Yeah, or influence them. You're not going to haunt their Instagram for the next 3 days.
Exactly.
You know, because they abandoned a cart, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. That's great. I love that perspective. And I think you guys are doing an amazing job. What can people listening to this podcast, you know, they have no retail experience. They haven't been down that road. You know, they don't have the perspective. What's advice you would give to somebody who's thinking about the same kinds of challenges?
I would look at the speed. So how can you actually get to speed? That's what the customers expect. And so if you look at how can I deploy something that gets in front of the customer, whoever the person on the other side of the screen is, people still look for product, whether it's a tangible or a service. What's the info? What's available? How can I search for it? Those are simple things. But if you could get that out there, you get connection. From a marketing, it's not a lead anymore. It's a hook. Yeah. So if you can get them hooked, it says, okay, that's the service that's going to enable me to make an informed decision. Start simple versus trying to look at the full gamut. And then as the uniqueness of whatever the customer experience is for that industry, then start adding on the Legos, which, you know, I've talked about, to get that in a speed to market, but not wait for everything. But then it also enables you to be able to swap the Legos out as well. So it's not a big overhaul 3, 4, 5 years down the line,
right,
as well.
Painted into a corner.
Exactly.
No, that's great. Speed is everything. Time kills all deals.
Yeah. Well, you just don't want them to lose it. They will find another provider for whatever services that they're looking for. So you've got to be able to be quick.
That's great. Well, speaking of quick, I think we've reached our time here. I really appreciate doing this. Glad we could do it live.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful location. Great table. Beautiful Dublin, Ohio. I'll come back for more. Thanks, James.
I appreciate you stopping by and saying hi.
Take it easy.
You've been listening to What If, So What? A digital strategy podcast from Perficient with Jim Hertzfeld. We want to thank our Perficient colleagues, J.D. Norman and Rick Bauer, for our music. Subscribe to the podcast and don't miss a single episode. You can find this season, along with show notes, at Perficient.com. Thanks for listening.